2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. Godly sorrow leads to life. Ancient Christian steps is the subtitle. In the first paragraph that I am going to recite here, I'm going to mention several groups and people. I have more information on them on my website, freebiblestudyhelp.com, in the study for this chapter. So go there if you want to learn more about these people in the background, including a picture of one of the ancient manuscripts that's very, very, very old. So the coming steps, the three steps I'm going to talk about with some sub-steps as well, is based on John Cassian's. He lived from 360 to 435 AD. His book, The Rule of the Master, which was written and copied in the 5th century AD. And it's the source of Saint Benedict, who lived from 480 to 530 AD, his 12 steps of humility. That's in chapter 7 in his book, The Rule, which was published and copied in the 6th century AD. So John Cassian's concept are drawn from ancient traditions of the Egyptian Desert Fathers. They were monks who dated back to the 2nd century AD. And they were actually started because of the persecution of Romans against Christians, and they became monks. The first monks, Christian monks that existed, which their writings, their sayings actually, are based on Luke's gospel. And the oldest copy we have of that is approximately 120 AD. And it was written in codex form, which is a precursor to what our modern bound books are. It's also based on Proverbs. The oldest copy we have that is actually a Dead Sea Scroll, which dates back to the 3rd century BC. And a little bit on 2 Corinthians, especially chapter 7, verses 8 through 11, the verses I have here. And the oldest copy we have of that is dated to about 170 to 250 AD. So the first step, and I'm the one who created the three steps, they just had a series of steps or series of stayings the Egyptian Desert Fathers did. But I broke them down into three steps with some sub-steps as well. And the first step is to receive the gospel. Very simple, but we have to receive it. The second step, we have to accept the gospel. And a subset to that, there's five of them. The first one is accept and be sorry for self-induced sin, separated oneself from the loving God, and an inability to do anything to remove that sin with one's own ability. It's a fear of God's judgment of my guilt. The second subset is accept that only the benevolent God can remove my sin and guilt through Jesus' selfless sacrifice in my place. Accept the gracious God's unmerited forgiveness. The third subset is admit my sin and helpless state to the merciful God, knowing the righteous God is just in his judgment. Humble yourself before the Almighty God. The fourth subset is ask righteous and loving God to remove my sin and give hope for eternal life in union with Christ Jesus. Ask for forgiveness for all sins. Ask just Jesus to establish a righteous relationship with him through his one and only Son, Jesus. And the fifth subset, 2.2, is ask the omnipotent God to take absolute and total control of my life. State, I submit all control of my life totally over to the one and only loving Almighty God and his one and only Son, Jesus. I will obey God's will and word. The third main step is begin active change. And there are subsets to this, a total of 10. First, pray and read and study the Holy Bible. Meditate on God and his word in the Bible and worship God, your Father, regularly. Second subset, attend a Bible-believing and loving congregation for corporate worship and fellowship. Third subset, persevere in strength of God's Spirit during hardship, persecution, and trouble. Remember the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Fourth, take a moral inventory according to the Bible, admitting wrong, especially regarding your actions towards other people. Morality's basis is Jesus' love and righteousness. Five, ask God for help working to stop doing wrong and start doing right. Make positive changes, especially regarding love towards others and hating sin in yourself. Six, ask God for help. Make needed character changes as you make positive changes. Seven, seek to make amends with God with people harmed because of your sinful and selfish ways, but only when they are open to it. Eight, help people in love and respect as God directs. Find God's place for you to serve His church, even in menial tasks, not for self-benefit, but for the benefit of others, whether all or just for one person. And number nine, be ready to kindly and respectfully share your faith in Jesus and what you believe. Defend the weak and the helpless, and refrain from selfish praise. And number 10, dress and appear modestly while not being eccentric, so that your presentation does not hinder your witness about Jesus and what you believe. Now, those are the steps that date all the way back to the second century, and actually probably before as well, because as the verses I said refer back all the way back even to Proverbs. Now, if you ever attended an AA meeting or read the book, then you will recognize some of these, because this is where they pull it from as well.
BD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.